Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense, 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com. CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Salvation, and then in parentheses, Salvia by Pal, off of their EP, I Am Not a Burden. Before that, Extrusive Joy / New Blue Shoes by Mormon Toasterhead off of their album Half Last Looped. Before that, Dumb Lit by Cootie Catcher off of Shy at First, which is to be released. And the first of first of those four songs was New Window by Taupe off of their demo that they released, I think around this time last year. Cool to say two things here. So for one, Taupe is going to be playing a show this week on the Thursday, so that's going to be March 6th. So if you happen to be in Thunder Bay or Montreal when you're listening to this broadcast, you can still possibly attend. And then on CFRC this is some Wednesday, so if you're also in Kingston, you want to make that road trip, you want to see Taupe play with Grocer and Crabe, you can do that. That's at the Blue Dog. Also really exciting is that Cootie Catcher is going to be playing a show here, and that's actually going to be for the release of their album Shy at First. So they've got three singles off that so far, Dumb Lit being the most recent one. It is very good. I like it a lot. Listened to it last night and was pretty impressed. They're playing March 13th. I don't know the venue. But anyway, take a look at their stuff. And they'll be playing, again, March 13th here in Montreal. So I'm pretty excited about that. And, there have been a few releases, because Cootie Catcher is with Toronto's Cooked Raw label. And in fact, that's how I came across the most recent single. Like, I knew about their album releasing, but I saw the single pop up on YouTube with this kind of neat video associated with it. That was fun. I also really liked the video they did for Sunforger's Defeat You. What was it, like 2023 now? Anyway, I saw that, and I really got to get in contact with Cook Raw and beg them to send in, like, album promos to radio stations, because it'd be really nice. I feel like, especially something like Shy at First, it sounds like the sort of thing that would take off with some of the people at CJLO and other radio stations. And I've never come across a Cooked Raw release that was, like, sent by the label. I don't know if Sunforger sent theirs in personally or anything. But anyway, I should beg them to do that because I'm desperate for cheap music. totally not because of exposure reasons for the musicians. I got that joke backwards. But anyway, again, I'm pretty excited about seeing Taupe play as well. I've never listened to Grocer, and they've got like a weird promo images of themselves where I thought, oh, whoa, these guys are going to be really goofy and stuff. But I think they're just intentionally silly in a small subset of the photos that they use to represent themselves. But I don't know if I've actually listened to their music yet, but I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed for that. That's $20. Anyway, coming up is Bleary Eyed.
I'm sorry.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Daytime Europa Stuff by They Are Getting a Body of Water off of their album Gestures Bean. Before that, In Your Pocket by Hooky and Winter off of their album Water Season, or maybe an EP, I don't know. Whatever. Before that, first of those three songs was Upset. That was by Bleary Eyed off of a Julia Swore triple split. They played a show here last Thursday, I think. I didn't attend it. I wasn't too interested in the other two bands that were billed with them, but they're a terrific band. And in fact, of those four bands that I mentioned, three of them are Philadelphia bands, so kind of strong with that sound that they've got going on over there. The only one that's out of place is Winter. Winter is apparently a New York musician, but they partnered up with Hooky to record that EP. So yeah, and I've been meaning to figure out more about the Philadelphia scene. It definitely seems, well, obviously it's really active. It also seems like there's lots of bleed over from other states, other cities, of people congregating there. And it seems like a lot of people from New York as a state ended up there, at least ones I'm aware of. So it's cool. And it would be nice to kind of map out the trajectory of certain sounds or certain people around there, considering I know of stuff like that for certain Canadian music scenes, but I'm sure there's stuff about Philadelphia, like the modern Philadelphia scene out there as well. Anyway, but personal knowledge seeking stuff, I guess. Also, I mentioned that Cootie Catcher is going to be playing a show here March 13th. That's going to be at La Sardinea, and they're actually going to be playing with Sasha Kaye and Feeling Figures, so that's going to be probably an incredible show. So for anyone who liked what they heard from Cootie Catcher before, they play lots of other really great stuff. I've seen them play live here before, and they were good. They've also got an EP that's I forget the name of, but I've played some stuff off of it. I think a song called Ontario, but I think this album is going to be a really big step up, so I'm excited to see them. And again, Tope's playing a show at the Blue Dog, March 6th. Anyway, coming up next is a Winnipeg band called Fencing.
This CDG month, discover how Queen's alumni are driving meaningful change through impactful careers aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. On Wednesday, March 26, Queen's students are invited to join Queen's Career Services and the Principal's Office for the Work with Impact alumni panel discussion. You will hear inspiring stories, gain insights into professional journeys, and learn practical strategies for creating social impact and inspiring hope through your own career. Register to attend through My Career or through Queen's CDG Month Canada calendar.
Combination lock, stock, open. Pass it to my online banking information. Asking lots of favors while we hang out at the mall. While we make a left calls, it's a chemical exhaust. Chemical exhaust.
Not
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Fading by Sunwell off of their very soon to be released Sunshine Etc. EP. Before that was I Am an Island by Commuted off of the album also titled I Am an Island, except with different capitalization. Then the first of the three was Dresses by a band Fencing. Off of an album called Dressers. Now I get why I mixed that up. Also the song was called Dresses. Oh, and it's not Dressers, it's Dress. Wow, really, really messing it up bad today. Anyway, that was a cool two-song EP from Fencing, came out in 2024. They're a Winnipeg band. They had a project before that that I came across, and then we're now known as Fencing. So, yeah, but I really like that song, so I'm hoping for more from them. And I don't know much Winnipeg music, so kind of curious about what else is coming out of there. I know Tunic, the noise rock band, just released an album. They're not quite the sort of noise rock that I like, but maybe I should listen to that album first. Anyway, exciting thing. Sunwell sent me their soon-to-be-released EP, and it is so soon, in fact, that it is, if you are in Montreal or Thunder Bay listening to this live, well, live in air quotes, because it's, I'm saying this specifically because it's not live, it's going to be tomorrow. But if you happen to be listening to the broadcast of this in Kingston, Ontario, it will have been yesterday. So it's releasing, in fact, on Mardi Gras, March 4th, 2025. Yeah, it's a pretty sweet EP, and they've also got a release show coming up for that, but it's about a month from now, so it's on April 4th. I don't know if it's been announced yet, and I'll make a more timely announcement for that and continue to play some of the stuff off that album, but it's a really nice one. I like that sort of triplet of songs there, and Commuted was also a band that I've come across very recently. It may have been yesterday or the day before. It is somewhat pathetic music, but I say that in the sense of, like, the actual definition of pathetic, and I think that it is deliberately pathetic, and it's nice. I like that album. The guy has a bunch of other stuff out, too, I think, so I got stuff to dig through. So anyway, that Sunwell release coming out tomorrow for some of you, yesterday for some others, should be good anyway. And they'll be playing a release show in about a month, so keep your eyes out for Sunwell. Anyway, coming up next is going to be the band Wombo. They played here very recently, so kind of fun.
Deep.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, coming to a close now with that last song being For Steven by Rug with an H. I have no idea how to say that. Rug is what they say underneath their name on Bandcamp. But yeah, it's off the album Rug, but with no H. Also capitalized differently. Man. Before that, Sea or War by Robber Robber off of Wild Guess. And then the first of the three was Thread by Wombo off of their Slab EP. And there are all these little oddities, like bands choosing to not use proper capitals or to go in all lowercase or to switch up where they choose to capitalize things. EPs that are titled with EP in the name. Is that actually part of the name, or is it just like an indication that it's an EP? When people call their self-titled, I don't know what to do about it. When people just capitalize things wrong, I kind of accept that. You know, I kind of think, okay, well, you know, that's part of their artistic discretion to capitalize the in the middle of a title or something like that. I'm looking at an "and" that I don't think should be capitalized. Sometimes it just drives me nuts. Anyway, interesting thing to note is that Rug, however you say their name, is a Florida band. So second Florida band of this hour that I have played. And maybe it's just that I have a very small sample of Florida's music, but it seems that they have played beautiful stuff down there, both them and Pal. Pal being the other Florida band that I've played tonight. Just really, really nice stuff. And it's another one of those things, just like Philadelphia, but even further away. And I feel like Florida is somewhat maligned in the public eye outside of Florida. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see like what is actually going on down there. I always come across like musicians from random places. I think Wombo is from, I don't even want to say, because I don't know, but it's from a place I didn't know any other musicians from. And, you know, and then I get to see them play at a show and play a terrific show, actually. They're like incredible. They played a Tavern Tour. They're at Sala Rosa, I guess, a few weeks back now. But yeah, it always surprises me when I come out of